Welcome to the Daily Dental Podcast. I'm Dr. Addison Killeen, and each day I will give you one insight on how you can optimize your practice using the methods that have helped me grow to a multi-million dollar business while maintaining a balanced and healthy personal life. Good morning. I get questions all the time about how daunting an operations manual looks like when you try to start putting one together. Now, sometimes new clients on DSN see others who already have huge manuals and online folders, and they get overwhelmed. You know, but it's a good thing to remember, we all start at zero. Now, I once had almost no systemization in my practice, and I had to build one from scratch. Now I share my systems with everyone else, and they just keep building and making them better. There's even one of the faculty on DSN recently that's used an AI tool to help them organize their operations manual so that this software, when you go and ask it a question, it searches through your employee manual, your operations manual, to help find the appropriate document. So there's always growth and addition by just stacking on and standing on the shoulders of the folks that have come before you. But if you're starting this operations process and you want to put a couple things into motion, there's the top three things. So today I'm going to go through the first two, and then tomorrow we'll address the next one. But the first one, and if you're not systemized at all, the first thing you have to do is start putting into protocol a downtime. You know, downtime protocol. What do people do when you either have a patient that cancels or the phones aren't ringing or whatever? Usually in everyone's day, there's a time when the phone isn't ringing and the patient didn't show up. It's this break in the action. During this downtime, that's when a team member needs to have the free time to go and do other tasks. Well, this is an opportunity for them to go to the break room and check their phone. We should create a system where they actually have a protocol, a list of items that need to get done. This list can be cleaning different places in the office, or it could be calling overdue patients. For some hygienists who have a good relationship with the patients, it could even be calling on overdue treatment plans and trying to get that treatment scheduled with the doctor. In any case, this downtime should be scheduled with things that help out the practice so that no one can sit there and say, I don't know what to do right now. Now, in my practice, I do a morning protocol, a downtime protocol, and an end of day protocol. And so this is what I do for every position. But start with the downtime protocol. Then number two in the systemization checklist, it would be the daily things. And that is the morning and evening checklists. So it's making sure that everyone in the practice has a specific set of duties that they do each day. Now, this is unique to every position, and it ensures that all the tasks in the practice are done each day, from turning on the pumps to turning off the lights at the end of the day. After this person has all these things done, then they can take a picture of it and text it to their manager or leader. This keeps them accountable so that everything is completed, but it also means that nothing can ever be forgotten. And that's one thing about checklists is that, you know, it might not seem super important, but if it keeps getting forgotten, then that knowledge could be lost forever. If it's on the list, it'll get done. Now, tactically, you'll want each position to have its own unique sheet, specific to a person and their position. If that person's sick or gone for the day, someone else has to pick up the slack and complete their sheet. Now, you can laminate these sheets or print them on different colors of paper. I like to use a permanent marker on laminate sheets and write notes on them, and then alcohol wipes can clean these off to be ready for the next day. So those are the first two things in the systemization protocol. You do those things and you'll start to get more systemized. So hope that's a couple things to think about today. Hope you will have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. For more information about this topic, as well as any others, check us out at www.dentalsuccessnetwork.com or connect with me at addisonkillian.com. Have a great day.